Simone Weil, a survivor at Auschwitz who went on to spearhead the campaign to legalise abortion in France, has died in her Paris home at the age of 89. Weil is considered one of France's most prominent female politicians and commanded respect across the political spectrum. She's best known for legalising abortion in France in the 1970s, which allowed women access to safe, legal medical services. Many mourners of Weil say France has lost a figure that history rarely produces. Joanna Cabot reports.
I say with all my belief, abortion needs to remain as the exception, the ultimate recourse for a dead-end situation. First, I would like to share with you a woman's belief. I'm sorry to do it in front of an assembly exclusively composed by men. No woman has recourse to abortion with a light heart. Just listen to the women.
You just heard French women's rights pioneer Simone Weil, who dedicated her life to fighting for equality. She gave this speech in front of a national assembly that counts 9 women but 421 men. Simone Weil delivered one of her most controversial speeches of the Fifth Republic. It took 3 days of debate to get France's first abortion law to be passed. She died at the age of 89 on June 30th, 2017. During the 70s, Weil took on the role as Minister of Health, where she made access to contraception easier and legalized abortion in France the 17th of January 1975, her hardest political fight and the one for which she is best known. However, since the passing of the law, many have paid tribute to Weil and thanked her for her courageous and determined fight. Albert Lecoinet, a French journalist based in Sydney, explains what Simone Weil represented for the French people.
She was an extremely important person for what she's done for women in general, for legalizing abortion, and also for her involvement in Europe. So that's, in a nutshell, what she represented for France and for French people in particular. You know, it was headline news in France for a few days now, and it's still being talked about now, a few days after she died. So it was a pretty big deal in France.
In Australia, abortion law is jurisdictional. In some states like Victoria, South Australia and Western Australia, abortion has been decriminalized so that it is possible to get access to legal abortion. However, in New South Wales and Queensland, abortion remains in the criminal code. Eva Cox, an adjunct professor at the University of Technology Sydney and well-known feminist, says as abortion remains in the criminal code in some states, doctors and hospitals can be reticent to deliver these services to women.
We actually get reasonably easy access to abortions in New South Wales, but it is still part of the criminal code, and that means that some doctors and some hospitals are very reluctant to offer abortions in case they are taken to court and what they are doing is deemed as illegal. So there's been quite a lot of pressure over the years to try and change the New South Wales and the Queensland system.
Despite political pressure to make abortion legal, the procedure remains a divisive issue. Eva Cox again.
There's been quite a lot of pressure over the years to try and change the New South Wales and the Queensland systems, but because the anti-abortion people still have the majority of votes in both parliaments, when changes have been tried, they've failed to be accepted.
Albert Lecoinet says that it has not been easy in France either, and that there are still anti-abortion campaigns seeking to win back the law.
One of the National Front members has tweeted, "Farewell to Simone Weil, and let's spare a thought for the thousands of lives which died because of the law." It's already, back in 1974 when the law was being debated in Parliament, we're talking again, more than 40 years ago, you had people demonstrating outside in the streets. 40 years later, 42 years later, it's still the case. You still have people trying to change that law.
The following is archival sound from 1973 during a meeting where far-right party politicians tried to intimidate the health minister, Simone Weil, who had just mounted a campaign to give the women of France access to safe and legal abortion.
You don't scare me. Not at all. I survived. I survived worse than you. You are only small-scale Nazis.
Eva Cox says abortion rights are not a priority to politicians who tend to be too conservative, but that it is important for women that the law needs a serious change, even in the states where it is legal.
Yes, we need to have abortion reform in Australia to fix the states that haven't done it. and probably fix up some of the things in the states that have done it, which still are somewhat restrictive.
Simone Veil has left a lasting impression on the people of France. She will be remembered as a formidable advocate of women's rights. More than 120,000 people have signed petitions calling for her to be interred in the Pantheon. Albert says it is up to the president's decision, but he believes she deserves this honor.
We are talking now of having her buried in the Pantheon in Paris, which is where all the great people of France are buried. So there's a little debate about that. She does deserve to be in the Pantheon. There's no reason why she shouldn't be there.
Albert Lecoinet, a French correspondent, ending that report by Joanna Cabot.